guys. Welcome to Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber.
And welcome to the show.
Yay.
I've been so weird today.
It's been a day for you.
But I've been like weird today, I think.
Why is that?
I think I'm just like hardcore like distracting myself of all of the feelings of the week, last couple weeks, this whole month. Today, I don't know.
Yeah. Just
all of the feelings. Yeah. I'm putting on my face. I'm putting on my face.
Suppressing it all.
And I'm making jokes and I'm like, hi.
Please don't end up on Snapped.
We actually, and it's funny because I literally will tell all the people that I work with, I'm like, hey, you're on this week's podcast. I'm talking about you on this week's podcast. So we have one of my friends that I work with. Her love language is food. And she has been like, she'll bring food for literally everybody. And I said this to her today. I'm like, you have brought everybody food except for me. And she's like, well, you don't need it. It's for people. I'm like,
you don't need it?
I must be the most amazing actress in all of the land for them to think that I have it all together. Dude, I've been eating like cereal or like a cookie the other night for dinner. I ate a cookie.
Goodness, that's healthy.
Yeah, when it's like deployment time,
all rules are out the window.
It's not the best. No, I don't cook. Very rarely am I cooking. I made spaghetti last night, but
yeah,
because I'm fried, dude. Maybe if I wasn't working, but it's almost laughable that people think I have it all together right now.
They're like, do you want to come home with me? You want to see the real me?
Yeah. Maybe I should just go around like, I mean, we're not recording video, but you can
record your day.
Just walk around like this. No, like my face. Just walk around with my face like this.
It's okay. It's okay.
How are you doing, Ashley? I'm good.
I'm going to have to get you one of my shirts that I want. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, coming soon. I think we're going to have some limited edition merch for the podcast.
Yours will say, I only ate a cookie today.
Don't freaking mess with me. I only ate a cookie today. Yeah. Oh, no. So that was funny today. I was like... I don't even know what to say. Yeah, it's amazing. So I don't know what vibes I'm giving off. I don't know, dude. I really don't know. Maybe I say I'm okay or I'm fine because it's not as bad.
This too shall pass.
Yeah.
It's easier to say I'm okay and I'm fine than to get into the details of what's really going on. Because getting into the details takes even more brain power. So you'd rather just say I'm fine, I'm okay.
Yeah, but then, you know, I think right now I'm around a lot of people who, this is not a military community. So, you know,
they don't quite understand it.
Yeah, a lot of if because you'll be in a military like town, you may be a civilian, but you kind of have a glimpse a little bit more about what it's like to have a husband deployed and to kind of come alongside and help the moms out who their husbands are gone and they're doing it on their own.
Right.
Because it really is not just, you know, like doing the, you know, kind of comparing it to a single mom life. While it is, it's also not. It comes with a lot of, because it's a temporary thing, because the kids, you know, sometimes they understand, sometimes they don't. Like last night, Caleb finally came to the realization. He understood now that when daddy comes home, we're probably going to be moving, and there's a pretty good chance that he will never see his friends at school ever again. So he got real sad and emotional, you know, and then it's a whole huge disruption in his routine. He'll get up early and Evan's up early. And so they have that like time together where he's like there, you know, and he doesn't have that. Yeah. And I think I didn't think it was going to be this hard with him. I thought I should know better. It's always the opposite of what you think. I thought it was going to be harder with my other kid, but now he is just, it's literally meltdowns every single day, sometimes twice a day.
Goodness.
And by meltdowns, let me clarify. Meltdowns are not necessarily just like I'm crying and just an emotional meltdown. It's like I'm going to be angry and yell and scream and toss furniture and be destructive and say mean things. It's like living with somebody with massive mood swings, I guess. And
right. Yeah.
I feel like I do have to tread lightly with him. Like I even have to tell Riley, I'm like, okay, don't touch him. Don't talk to him. Don't look at him. Don't even go around over there. So yeah, it's kind of harder to be in a town that it's not military friendly. There's not a lot of understanding. I mean, they're always asking questions that they want to know.
Right.
They want to be supportive and they do check in with me and stuff, but you don't really thoroughly understand it unless you have lived it already. So,
right.
You know, all of my military friends, you know, they get it. And, you know, and you just, sometimes you miss that. You miss that conversation of people who, you know, like when you say, for instance, you're not around like,
right.
You know, people who are in the hair industry or whatever. And then you find someone and you're like, oh, I can talk shop with them. You know? Or like right now.
Right.
You know, when in your position with all the things that you've gone through, having somebody who has gone through a lot of the same things, you know, who might be in a wheelchair right now or who, you know, has some similarities or had a stroke or whatever, like it's completely different. You're like, oh my gosh, you understand, you know, you get it. And
right.
I haven't really had, it's been a few years now having conversations where you don't have to explain things either. You'd be like, oh yeah, you know, the husband's doing this academy.
Yeah.
And you know, like, and the Army loves using acronyms. So it's like, yeah, he's doing a PCS. You know, it's not, and then he'll have like his TDY and blah, 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 like things like that. And like, do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
Not a clue.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't have to stop and like explain, or I feel like I'm always explaining. Yeah. Everyone's always like, oh, do you know where you're moving next? I should make a shirt and be like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm moving next. I don't like some kind of like army, you know, or military. Like you literally don't know.
Right.
I compared it a lot to how COVID was when like people were like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. When can we see family again?
Right. The unknown.
For holidays, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is my life on the daily, guys. Oh. Yeah. It's a whole different kind of deal. I mean, I'm thankful that it's not like an actual deployment where we can like call him whenever we want to. He's right. Going to visit once a month or so, but the day-to-day, like August cannot be over fast enough. It's like August is such a long month.
It really is.
August, though, you know, I was skimming through my Facebook memories, and it's been 6 years since our Nashville trip.
It sure has.
Yes, this week. 6 years already.
Crazy, crazy.
That's insane. Yeah, I was like watching the listening room videos, and I was like, wow, was our camera phone's horrible quality 6 years ago. Like super pixelated. You're like, can't even see anything. We have come a long way in 6 years.
Definitely.
Another August thing is this is your stroke week.
It is.
How do you feel?
It's weird that now it's been 2 years that I've been dealing with this.
Yeah. So are
overwhelming.
Are you celebrating? You're like, I'm alive this week? Or are you like, this is just a reminder?
It's a reminder that kind of makes me angry.
Okay. See, that's the weird part. It's like it's still like a grieving process. And right. You really literally do not know how you're going to feel every year that it comes up. So this year, right. We're feeling angry.
Yes.
Yeah.
If the initial aneurysm never ruptured, I wouldn't be in this position. So it makes me mad.
Yeah.
Almost feel like if I had done something differently, maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Like?
But I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I don't know. In that initial thing or like.
Just something in life in general. Like maybe had I been a clean eater and only drink water, never drink water. Alcohol, never did anything like that, then maybe this wouldn't have happened. But I know that's not what caused it. Mm-hmm. I know it's something that I've had for years and just it went unnoticed. Mm-hmm. And so part of me is like, what if I would have caught it before all of this?
Yeah.
So it bothers me.
So you wish that you would have taken more care of yourself.
Right. Or pushed the doctors to do more imaging, even though they said no. If I had pushed them after every migraine to do a test and check, I would have known a lot sooner when the aneurysm was a lot smaller. And something could have been done back then before it got to this point. But, you know, the lovely medical system.
Do you know if how long the aneurysm was there?
No idea. But to have grown to that size that it was before it ruptured, it had to have been quite a few years.
Well, that's the hard part about those things, because you're like, there's no way to know, like, if it was slow growing, if it was fast growing, what caused it.
Right.
You know, and you want those definitive answers.
Right. And the scariest part, we had a neurology appointment last week, and my mom was with me, of course, and we were asking questions about my other aneurysm that hasn't ruptured. We were like, you know, does it have to be big for it to rupture? And he said, no, it can rupture at any size. And so my mom wanted to know what would happen if it ruptured at this size. Would it be as detrimental? What would happen? And he looked at her and he was just like, well, to be honest, 50% of people that it ruptures, it's death. And then 50% of people can make it to the hospital in time, but you have to be aware of when you're not feeling good. So it could rupture and be small and not be such a horrific pain like it was the first time, and be bleeding for a couple days before I knew anything.
Yeah.
So just seeing the look on her face the other day was like, oh. So then it becomes reality that I'm just a walking time bomb.
Mm-hmm. Or a rolling time bomb?
Yeah, rolling. Ha, 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 ha. Jokes all the today. Jokes. I've heard them all. Like, let's roll. Time to leave. Let's roll. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha. How are you feeling?
Well,
I don't know if we've ever talked about this or brought it up.
No. So this week, I mean, I think we kind of said before that my dad passed away of a stroke, and then you decided to have a stroke on the
same.
It was the 27th, right?
Oh, no, it was the day before.
The 26th?
Yes.
So
it was either the 24th or the 26th. We can't remember.
So, well, I mean, it was the – I'd have to go back and look, to be honest. I believe – I mean, it was in this three-day span. So, yeah, my dad had his massive stroke on the 25th. Yeah. And then we had turned the machines off on the 27th. By the time because we were in Hawaii, so we were able to get flights out there. And it was the longest flight ever from Hawaii to Virginia. Like,
of course.
Oh my gosh, so miserable. I never.
It's a good 7-8 hours.
If, like, there's ever a medical emergency with someone, you do not want to be far away and flying back. It is the most miserable, anxious, horrific flight. Right. And it takes forever. Anyway, so, you know, it's the same. It's grieving process. And you don't know how it's going to be, how it's going to be year to year. Hence the distracting and acting a little weird today at work. I didn't tell anybody. They knew. I mentioned it the other day that this was the week, but they didn't know that today was the day. And so it's just a, you know, I don't know, get it over with type of day. You know, I'll probably probably sit in the bath later and binge watch. I think that is literally how I cope with life. Is just start watching.
Right. Get past things it.
To, you know, escape. I think that's what it is. That is why I am a huge TV movie junkie. It's the escapism of reality and what is going on, because it's too much for my brain, and it's too much being.
Yes.
I'm very empathetic. And so, you know, the world can just be too much for me. So, yeah, I'm just trying to get through the week.
Right.
And it's always like a gray cloud over these like anniversary times. And then you're like, I can just get over the hill. just right. get over the hill. Then the sun will be shining again. And, you know, you can just get on with life until the next thing. It's definitely, I think that your emotions and your body
yes.
and all of those things kind of start reacting before your brain kind of like, oh yeah, that's why it's that specific day. My emotions and all of that like have already been reacting, I think, all month this month. You know, like with the combination of Evan being gone and the kids, you know, being super emotional and my son having meltdowns and being stressed at work and just, you know, having to do it all on my own. It's just it mentally, physically, emotionally yep. just drained. You're at the same place too, aren't you? Just drained.
Yes. Mentally drained.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. As what a like Eeyore of an episode. That's what we should call it. We're just like, you know? But that's what we said. We were going to keep it real. Like, this sucks. Right now sucks.
This sucks?
Yeah, it sucks. It's not the coolest right now. That's why I think we both are kind of just like just burying our head in the TV, like just consuming all the TV and the movie stuff right now. Cause like I haven't even finished a book that I was reading, but I've been finishing shows and stuff left and right. I just finished Only Murders in the Building season 2, you know? What did you just finish?
I don't even know. I've been watching a lot of things.
You're probably watching way more than I am.
Probably. Let's see. The most recent thing that I watched was Northern Rescue, but it's only one season, so I'm waiting for the next one to come out. Most of the things that I've watched lately, it's all been one season, so I'm waiting for the next season. Mm-hmm. I watched Stay Close.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
He's my new favorite mystery writer.
Who is it?
So it's Harlan Coben. He has a bunch of them on Netflix. Harlan Coben shows. Let's see. Yes. So Stay Close. Yes. Were you able to figure out who it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Okay, The Stranger is another one. Have you seen The Stranger?
No.
What about Safe?
Maybe, I don't remember.
Okay, so Safe, and then there's one called The Woods, but that might have subtitles because it's Polish. I think they filmed it in Polish. I didn't finish that one. Let's see. Harlan Coben. I said it wrong. Sorry. Harlan Coben. So he's got, oh, there's another one coming called Hold Tight, but it's Polish again. I'm not anything against, you know, Polish people, but it's really hard to
follow along. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So let's see here. Yes, the ultimate binge watch. So there is Hold Tight is coming out, or it came out in April. Mm-hmm. That's the latest one. Stay Close, the one you just watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Gone for Good, but that's in French. The Innocent, that's in Spanish. The Woods, that's in Polish. The Stranger is a good one. That's English. That was in 2020. And then Safe, that's in English. That's came out in 2018. I thought that was new. So, yeah, all of these are books. And they're being adapted. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Into, he writes a good one. Like, I like when I can't really, like, who did it? I can't really figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they did a good season of Only Murders in the Building. Cause I was like, I didn't realize, like, I thought it was one person. Then I was like, they did good at like flipping it like three different times.
Right.
Let's see. You want to? I've also been trying to watch things that were popular before and I never saw. So I watched all the Bridget Jones. Did I say that already? But did we record it
the other day?
No. Did we record it?
Oh, no.
I don't even remember anymore. No. That's how you know we have too many episodes, guys. So yeah, I watched all the Bridget Jones movies. Or is that they weren't that great? Actually, not relatable. Yeah. And like honestly, like I did not understand how Renee Zellweger's character falls in love with Colin Firth because they literally never have any conversations together. And all of a sudden, they're like, "I like you." Like he only likes her because he was showing interest. So what I started last night, you're going to laugh. I started watching There's Something About Mary.
I haven't seen that in forever.
I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes.
So shocker.
I know. Well, I'm not a really big Ben Stiller fan. So
yeah, I don't like him at all.
Yeah. So the on Hulu, you can actually see, at least on the tablet, I don't know if it shows it on TV or not, but you can see what is, like, if you have it saved on your list, what's expiring and that they're going to be getting rid of. So I try and be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to try and watch this before I don't have a chance. So that was expiring in a week. I was like, well, let's try. And then I'm just like,
right.
You know, you watch those movies and you're like, that would never happen. That would never happen. But it's funny to watch like all these people on there. Then you're right. Like, they're in this. Like with the Bridget Jones, there was actually a few of them that are in Harry Potter movies. Like the girl who plays Moaning Myrtle. Her first scene in the first Bridget Jones movie, she's wailing and crying in a bathroom. And that's her character. She's a ghost in the bathroom in the Harry Potter movies.
Interesting.
I'm like, did they do that on purpose? Did it come up?
I've never seen Harry Potter, so.
Never?
Never have, never will.
Why never will?
I have no interest to see it. That, I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
How have you never seen Lord of the Rings?
I have no interest in those type of films.
Why?
Kind of the same thing with how my mom always tries to get me to watch those British shows.
Well, I mean, some. Like, I don't watch, like, British shows. I don't watch, like, Downton Abbey. But, like, you right. Probably like Bridgerton. Girl.
No.
I don't know what to tell you. Anyway. So that's how I deal with stuff is I just sit there and watch things, and that is what I've been doing lately.
Everybody has their vice.
Is that my vice?
sorry. It's cloudy and stormy over here today. I'm tired.
That does not help the mood, you know? Like, it's there's like a metaphorical gray cloud over us and a literal gray cloud over us.
Like, I'm ready to jump in the bath, but at the same time, should I keep the bath open just in case we get a tornado warning?
Your bath won't be like that long. You know what? That's another thing.
No, take a quick bath. Like
a bubble bath. A bubble bath while watching something and eating some kind of sweet something. Like, some people be like, I'm going to have like a glass of wine and be in the bath. I'm like, I will prop my iPad up. And those days are like why I'm so thankful that he got me a really big iPad Pro. Because it's like having like a TV.
Well, that, and you have a fancy little tray that goes on your back.
I do, but it's like,
I don't have anywhere to put anything. A little,
when I didn't have it, I put the laptop on the toilet.
There you go.
Like, that's when I first was like, oh. And so I would be like, what? I would put my, this, and this was before I like you had anything streaming things. So I literally would put my discs of Friends on the laptop, on the toilet. And I would sit in the bubble bath with like little Debbie cakes. And that's how I got through deployments.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
So speaking of like being in that state of almost like delusional to where you just don't want to talk and like you're in your own little world right now. I just saw the craziest thing. Do you remember that show on the Disney Channel mm-hmm. called That's So Raven? Mm-hmm. So there was an actor on it. His name was Orlando Brown. He played the character Eddie. He was the cutest dude, prettiest smile, just a sweetheart, right? Uh-huh. Well, years.
Is that like her little brother or her friend?
I think it was the friend.
Okay.
So after that ended, years down the road, he blew all of his money and ended up in the streets. And he ended up in, I don't know if you remember this, but Victorville, where we're from, he ended up there homeless for a long time. And so people would see him all over the place. Or not, he was in Apple Valley. But, basically, the thing I saw today was one of his old producers trying to get him to go on the Dr. Phil show to get some help because he's just lost his mind. He has some mental issues that have gone unaddressed for all these years. He's claiming now that Michael Jackson is his father and that his name is Paris, and he goes, AKA Blanket, but he's just so delusional. So they're trying to get him some help, but it's really sad to see that this happens a lot to a lot of Disney actors and actresses. They lose their minds or like they just can't handle it. It's weird to me.
Yeah, I was actually just talking about that, how a lot of like the – it's kind of strange that a lot of them have a lot of health issues or a lot of mental issues.
Yeah, like Amanda Bynes. Like, oh, my gosh. That one breaks my heart.
Amanda Bynes, where – Selena Gomez is still working and stuff, but she has lupus. She came out saying she was bipolar,
depressed.
And same with Demi Lovato. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, it's strange because usually you're like, there's not that many people, like a handful of people, you know, maybe like one in 20 people. Like, think about when we were younger. There wasn't a lot of people that had these kind of health issues or these kind of mental health issues.
Yeah.
Like, I could count, like, in my, you know, in my group of people, like, I can count on one hand, maybe, not even the whole hand, of how many people with bipolar that I actually know. So the fact that, like, these kids
now it's every other person.
Yeah, the kids, like, are they getting misdiagnosed or what is happening to where these kids are, you know, like having these like mental breaks? Because usually what I've heard from like with bipolar is that like sometimes it's hereditary. Sometimes it can be like something, if you're kind of already predisposed to it, that it can just like a very stressful, high stressful situation can kind of bring it out.
Trigger it.
Like a werewolf curse.
Right.
In Vampire Diaries. Like that. You know, like where it's like something that's already there. One that is the talk of the town right now is the girl from Sam and Kate. And
Sam and Cat.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, her book that she just came out with, it's called I'm Glad My Mom Is Dead.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's literally all about how she endured this this abuse from her mom, trying to be, you know, make her work. And I think a lot of people are coming out now in saying, I think like Demi Lovato has kind of also said like in songs of hers that if you're going to work me like an adult, then I should be able to party like an adult. Right. So like, yeah, these kids they're working these jobs and.
Well, I mean, look at Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She's probably the number one red flag right there. Like that should have warned a lot of people.
Well, that's the thing. Like there's, I'm really glad that because there was a lot of things that I did do. Like I went on a cattle call, what a cattle call is like, they basically have it's what it sounds like, but it's children who want to be child actors, and they just, all the parents bring them in and they want to be like the next big thing on a TV show or whatever. And,
right.
You know, I did a whole lot of things like that. And, you know, I'm glad that I don't know what that would have looked like for my life if I was actually a kid, like a child star, or was in that.
The spotlight.
Like not even in the spotlight, but like in that industry at such a young age, like that toll that it takes on you mentally. And also I always thought it was so strange how, you know, you have these kids in these movies and how come, like, because you have to have a permit to be able to work when you're underage, which is obvious, like, because you know that you can get a job at 16. Well, when you're underage, you have to get a permit. So I would always have to have
in California.
Oh, only in California? Are you sure?
It's not like that here, but I know it's for sure like that in California.
Okay, well, in California at least, you have to have a permit. So anytime I did like was an extra on like TV shows, we'd have to have our permit. And so I always thought it was extremely strange when you had an adult, like you're a parent and you put your kid in an adult movie where they are, whether it's like a horror movie or a very sexualized movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like commenting on, you know, boobs or like whatever. And then like really, really, really strange when you have movies where, you know, like there's like a kid, like say it's like an older character and then they flash back to when they're younger and like say they got raped or something like that, or they had some kind of sex thing or whatever.
Abuse.
How is any of that okay? Like, but people can get in trouble for taking like videos or pictures of their kids in the bath and like sending it. But it's okay if you put your child in a movie where they're
in a film
like that. Always blew my mind. I never understood that. Like, how is that not like abuse?
Right.
How is that okay? How is that legal? Because I think
that's Hollywood for you.
I think that there was one. Oh gosh, what movie was that? Wasn't that Superbad? I swear it was Superbad. The guy who like loses his virginity in that movie or something. He was underage, and his mom had to be there on set
while he's
filming that. I think that we'll have to do a little thing later on fact checking for this episode. But I think that was what I heard, was that occurred. Could you imagine?
That's so creepy. No. Watching my child do that? Heck no. Well, the other thing that bothers me is when they have child actors, like really young, like 4 or 5, be on a film or a show and they're cursing.
Yeah.
Like that drives me nuts. Like, ugh, poor baby.
Yeah.
But you know, the saddest part is that that has leaked into real life with social media and all these parents trying to force their children to do TikTok videos or YouTube videos. And it just breaks my heart. Like, you can see that the child is saying what they're being told to say. Like, don't do that to your kids. Let them be kids.
Yeah. There was actually a big thing going on TikTok because, like, there was like a thing coming out about at least not having your kids on TikTok because I feel like that was kind of like a rule back in 2020 when TikTok was becoming more and more popular, mm-hmm. that you shouldn't have your kids like on there doing these dances and stuff because there are creepers who are like screen grabbing, like screen recording these and like posting them on these like porn sites or these child pornography sites or whatever. And you shouldn't be doing that. And so there was one thing, like this particular mom, which there are a lot of, so I don't know why, I don't remember why this mom specifically was being like ridiculed for it, but that she knew about it. I think it was because she posted a video of her kid in the bath or something. Or something like she'll post, that's what it was. She will post her kid like eating snacks, mm-hmm. like eating a hot dog.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I saw that recently too.
Yeah. So, and they're like, she knows about it, yet she's not taking these videos down. Like, because I think people were like commenting inappropriate, gross, nasty things. Yeah. And she wasn't taking the video down. And I think she'll like, you can like stop like people from commenting or whatever. So there was like a whole hashtag going on about how she should be ashamed of herself. She's just putting her, you know, your kid up there. Like, yes, we need to protect our children, not just for their own, you know, mental health, for their own, you know, safety and stuff like that. But also because
mental,
man, like there are creeps out there. All you have to do is watch a handful of Special Victims Unit episodes to know that people will take your stuff online. And that's why I'm like very particular about what I post. And, you know, now I even just saw how with the new iOS update, Instagram will now, when you put your location, you know, it will actually pinpoint it, your exact location. So say you put like just like Denver or Nashville or whatever, it will actually specifically pinpoint your exact location, which is horrifying for these like influencers or whatever, these people who like make like that is their business.
That's creepy.
So then, and that's like all these like influencers, YouTubers, TikTokers, they're either committing suicide or they're getting murdered. Do you know like how many like influencers or like people on social media that I have heard of that are getting murdered?
That's creepy.
Murdered. Insane, dude. Insane. Yeah. So
that's sad.
Nothing safe. This has been, I told you, such an Eeyore of an episode, but be aware, be safe, especially with your children on their own social media, because not only are there creepers out there, but what is on the internet is like on there forever. Even if you think you delete it, it is on there forever. So, yeah. Anyway,
yep.
That was fun.
You've got me over here looking for location on my Instagram now.
I think I saved that person's post on it. You have to go through and like do the little toggle on when you go through the different apps and you go into Instagram specifically, mm-hmm. and you click on, I think, the location, and you like just turn that off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ugh, I know. Be warned. Be afraid. Just be careful what you post.
Yes.
Like, I had to think about this time because I was like, I know I did not post the back to school pictures, but I had to think like, oh, wait, don't put the kids' school on.
Right.
I know that there's like a lot of schools that'll be named the same, but it doesn't take like that hard work to figure out where, you know.
Right.
You can find me at ashley.reed. Where can we find you, Amber?
You can find me at amber_n_g on Instagram. And you can find the podcast on Uncommon Faith Podcast at Instagram. Did I say that right?
On Instagram. It gets confusing because our Instagram and the email.
Go ahead. I'll let you redo that part.
No, it's fine. You can email us at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. We've hoped you enjoyed this little episode.
Yes.
We will be back with brighter days. Happier episodes.
Yes.
All right. Well, over and out. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.